Okay, good morning, Boker Tov. Enjoy the coffee and donuts. We are in the Pirkei Siyam, the concluding chapters of our study of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We're on page Kuf Nun Aleph 151. And Rav Pinkus says the following. Ha'akdama L'Tfilah U'L'chol Avodah L'fnei Hashem. The prerequisite of the introduction to davening and truly to every act of Avodah Hashem is to understand everyone according to their capacity, to know before whom we stand. Now, it may sound very obvious that for davening to be effective, for avoda to be meaningful, you have to know before whom you stand. But the answer to that question, or the elucidation, the explanation, is not simple at all. Shekadosh Baruch Hu yesh bo elokus vein sofius. We have to know that Hashem has dominion over the entire world, and that He has no beginning, He has no middle, He has no end. Ve'en l'gadlusa yisbarach gibor agvul v'cheker. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness has no boundary, and one is not able to delve into it. V'chol Yehudi chayev la'agia la'avana she'en lanu shum musag u'tfisa v'havana be'elokuso yisbarach. You know, it's a very interesting thing. Usually, when we try to have a grasp or understanding of something or someone, of a subject, the more we delve into it, the greater we understand, the more we understand, the closer we feel. With the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's paradoxical. To understand Hashem before whom you stand means to have an even greater awareness that you have no idea of before whom you stand. It's very paradoxical. Usually a relationship is the more you know someone, the more you connect with them. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the prerequisite to connecting with Him, is the concession, is the recognition that try as hard as I might, I am incapable of understanding fully HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'havan be'elokus yisbarach, shim yid me'elosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher k'shar ashirim. So, you know, there's a lot of role for imagination in Emunah. So you're going to picture the wealthiest person you know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, a million times that. O gibor kishar giborim, the strongest, the most mighty, the bravest person you know, and Hashem is a million times more than that. So lo yichashev zeh kamamin b'Hashem yisbarach. If that's what you're picturing, it's not only an immature way of connecting with Hashem, trying to relate to Him according to some image that you already have, but it's a failure of emuna, because the real emuna is to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is unlike anyone, anything I know. The Rambam writes very poignantly. The Rambam writes that in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so difficult to describe, we cannot describe Him in any positive way. We only relate to Hashem in the negative. Meaning, we say, God is not bound by time. He's not bound by space. He's not bound by... We can describe what He's not. We can't describe what He is because we can't identify or relate whatsoever with what He is. All we can describe is what we are, and He's utterly and categorically not like us. So having emunah to a certain degree leaves us handicapped. It leaves us very limited because we don't have a vocabulary to describe what Hashem is. We can only relate to what we know and say He's utterly different than anything that we know. And the moment that we start to relate to Hashem as something we know, well, I know this rich guy, Hashem is like that, just a little more. I know the strong guy, I know this handsome, I know this smart guy, I know this powerful guy, Hashem is like that, just a little more. The moment we relate in that way, it's a failure, a breakdown of emunah. V'zechi of kol achad echad liknos havana utfisas asechel kafi ha'yicholas ba'otzmas noras ein sof yuso shel Hashem yisbarach. We have to go, we have to allow our imagination to take us places which are uncomfortable. It's comfortable to try to think about something we relate to. It's uncomfortable. Actually, I did this exercise on my Shabbos table recently with my children, who were asking all kinds of questions about Hashem. How do you know He exists? And how do you know the Christians aren't right and we're wrong? And all kinds of nachas questions, you know? So they are nachas questions because they show that your kid is thinking. So they were nachas questions. As long as they like your answer, they're nachas questions. So I was telling them, you know, you have a mommy and abba. And where do Mami and Abba come? They Sab and Safda, Babi and Zaidi. Good. Where does Sab, Babi and Zaidi? Oh, they came from Babi and Zaidi. Where'd they come? Okay, let's keep going all the way back to the first part. Where'd they come from? The answer is that's Hashem, where they came from. Where'd Hashem come from? We don't know what that means. He was always... What does it mean to always be here? we don't understand, because we know what it means to only be here from when you're born until you die. So we don't know. But Hashem has always been here, and He always will be here. And then you start to get that headache, and you start to get dizzy. So Emuna is going to that dizzy place. Emuna is realizing that Hashem is nothing I can relate to. Hashem is utterly different, categorically apart. Hashem is great. He has dominion. He has perfection. And it's the concession, it's the submission to that being that is the statement, the affirmation of Emuna. And what's true for Emuna, the concession one has to make, stop imagining through what you know, recognize, or the ultimate affirmation of Emuna is to think of Hashem in terms of what you don't know. And the same is true when it comes to the notion of reward and punishment, which are foundations, pillars of our faith. You know, we like to think punishment and reward, so we think of ourselves vis-a-vis, if we're blessed to have children. I put my children in time out, and then they let me out, they nudge me until I let them out of time out, they let me out of time out. I take away my children's technology, they drive me crazy until I give them back the technology. So okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in time out, but really it's temporary, He loves me, it's going to... You know what? One has to... And that is true. Kadosh Baruch Hu is an avarachaman. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kind and compassionate, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy and to have pleasure in this world and so on. However, in terms of a sophisticated understanding of onesh, of schar va'onesh, one has to recognize that schar, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, is not like anything we can relate to in this world. The notion of doing the right thing, being ethical and moral, being halachic, being vigilant, having shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid, the schar, the reward that comes, is not like getting the latest iPhone. You know, it's not like getting to go to Disney in Chol HaMoed. It's not like getting to go have sushi in a restaurant, or getting to go to Starbucks. It's not some little reward that we would give our children or ourselves. It's a schar that's nitzchi, it's eternal, it's immortal, it's everlasting. It's unimaginable to us, the bliss and the glory and the pleasure. That's what's at stake if we fulfill a mitzvah or chas v'shalom neglect it. What's at stake is not a reward we can relate to that's temporary and fleeting, but it's a schar that's nitzchi, it's great, it's beyond anything we can imagine. An onesh, a punishment, we don't like to think in these terms. You know, we Western world people don't like to think of Hashem as punishing. Everyone has the right to be happy, do what you want, be there. No one has the right to tell you what to do, including Hashem. No, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we spoke about this on Shabbos HaGadol a little bit. We danced around this a little bit on Shabbos HaGadol. Kadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of us. He put us in the world with a mission, with responsibility, with expectations, with obligations. And the reward for doing it is beyond anything we can imagine. But also the consequence for disobeying, the consequence for neglect, the consequence for being unethical and immoral, for violating the design for this world, could be kares. And kares is an onesh nitzchi. To be cut off, spiritually excised, is not time out. It's not losing your iPhone for a week. Kama shabira Rambam perches minochas tshuva v'tzor shtei la'adam ezo tfisa v'havana mahu inyan nitzchius. So faith is not about some immature, unsophisticated way of seeing Hashem using our imagination in a way that makes us feel all warm and comfortable and good. Faith is about realizing Hashem is utterly apart from anything we can imagine, His perfection, His dominion, His timelessness, and a corollary of that is contemplating schar va'onesh, not in ways we can relate to, but schar as being a reward beyond anything we can imagine, an onesh, punishment, consequence, being something which is everlasting in a way that we would never in a gazillion years want to endure if we understood the consequence of enduring it. And concentrating and focusing and being mindful of these things is the true path towards Emuna, which is the prerequisite to Tefillah and to Avodas Hashem. Shacharis, 8:30 minute.